Hey, it's your girl, Angie B, your favorite boss mom, and I'll be giving you a peek into my world every so often. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can keep up with my crazy.
Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B, and I'm really excited to be sharing something very special with you today. The birthday weekend, this past birthday weekend for me, I attended a very special marketing event and I wanted to share some tips. So as I prepare to go live on my Facebook page and give you guys some of the love and all the nuggets that I got, I want you to go right ahead and start sharing this out. Definitely will open up your mind and your eyes to so many things that I was able to really absorb for this particular event. So I'm gonna rehash this right now. How many of you guys remember the shake weight? Shake your weight. I mean, it works for me, doesn't it? I mean, I've worked my arms out. I just recently moved into our final home, right? And we found our shake weight, so I'm really excited. I can start using it again. Get these guns in shape, since, you know, like, I'm utilizing the right. Ooh, let me not put this over the baby so he doesn't, like, get hurt by the shake weight. Let me find a spot for this real quick. Okay, cool. So while you guys hop on, have you ever, like, thought about, like, going into business for, like, yourself? Okay, pause before you decide. Oh my God, what is she gonna talk about now? What is this? Before you do all that, hear me out for a second, okay? Because I don't know if any of you guys really know this, but I went to business school too, okay? Because I thought, and I was thinking ahead. I was a part of the club in school for people that wanted to be a doctor. And in that club, we had a physician's assistant come in and talk to us, you know, our pre-med students, talk to us about things that we should do to get accepted into medical school. And one of those things to do was to vary up our concentrations and focus within our degree path. So what I did is I decided to double degree. That's the reason why now I have a psychobiology degree and a business degree, okay? And now I'm a homemaker. So, and a happy one. So getting into all that, what I'm thinking about here is, why would we do that? Like, why did I think business was important? And when you think about a medical practice, what in general is a business? It's a place where you receive something from it, whether it be purchasing goods. Like, everything in your home, you had to go to a business or go online to purchase it, right? You had to call someone to get it, right? You had to either go through a resource like the internet to get it, right? So it in fact is a business. So a lot of people also would like to have a business. And I'm not saying you have to go to school to be a business person. By all means, the best position you want to be in is an investor. One, because you're making money when you're sleeping, okay? Let's put it all out there. But you have to grow to that position. You have to go and make it there. I want to make it clear, I do not own the rights to any of these music playing in the background. If the microphone I got on catches it, or anyone on my Facebook catches it, I'm listening to music that makes me happy right now and hype right now, so I put on a station. So just in case Facebook want to act funny, that's what I'm letting Facebook know that now. But getting back to my topic, if you are a business owner, right? Sometimes it's hard to make the connections. And part of the reason why I actually decided business as like another thing was because, again, it's being a doctor, you're providing a service. It's a service. People pay you to serve them. Okay. People pay you so they can get scripts to do, you know, take care of their bodies and be better. Okay? I'm not, you know, that's let's make the connection. So let's stretch that a little bit. My parents also, but I'm not knocking them. I'm just making an example. They never went to business school, but they've always gone into different business ventures. And I didn't want to have a business and be blind in the business area. So I said, okay, let me go to business school. All right, went to business school. So now I have it in my brain, okay, mindset now, that business only exists in a building. So if I'm not providing a service, if I'm not providing a sale of some sort when it comes to, I don't know, care or whatever, it's not considered a business, right? So then you get approached by someone prospecting or whatever, and they're like, oh, you'll be doing so great in this thing that I'm doing, you should join me, and da 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 da, and this and the third, right? You hear these things, and automatically the response is like, whoa, slow down. And that response stems from like two things. Either it's like, slow down, I ain't ready for you yet, or slow down, what you talking about, or a business isn't what you're doing. Whatever you're doing is a scam because it's not in a building and I don't have to get hired to do it because it gives me a choice. Okay? And what I was able to learn, I don't know if you guys know this guy, but you guys should definitely look him up. He is well known within the business pocket of the world. Okay, I'm going to say the world. And his name is Curtis. I want to say Curtis Brown. Okay. And I have to say, for sure, without 120,000,000%, I was one of those people that could not make this connection that I'm about to explain to you. Now, I want to let you know that if you are business-minded, please just really pay attention to what is about to happen here. And I was blown away by a few things, okay? But this right here really took it home for me. Because he basically unblocked my brain with the connection. So what we have here is traditional business. Excuse my chicken scratch. Remember I told you I was looking to be a medical doctor. So, you know, my handwriting goes with it, okay? It may be neater than most, but this is, you know, this is the closest thing to it. You have two types of business here in the business world, which is traditional, and you have network marketing, okay? So let's take, just to keep your brain on target to what it is that I'm trying to explain, let's look at one traditional, we can look at several traditional businesses. Bath and Body Works, right? We can look at Home Depot, I don't know, Home Depot, however you want to do it. And then any MLM or direct sales company. Okay? Okay, there is a middle point here. I'll get into that. But let's just look at these two beginnings and ends right here. You have your traditional and your network marketing businesses, right? The first point where they're exactly the same, is that although traditional businesses typically are in a brick and mortar office, right? You still have an expense, okay? An investment, okay? Now, I've looked into, like, you know, opening my own spa. I've looked into, you know, having my own, you know, whatever, right? There's an expense associated with that. For the spa, though, you need to have a certain amount of money in the bank in order for you to even be looked at as an investor or someone who has their own, what is it? You know what I mean, franchise, okay? So they both incur an expense. Of course, here, the expense is gonna be much lower, so you're saving money, and over here, it's a lot higher because you also need to make sure that you have money for them, you know, to do this, right? Okay. So the second thing is, and this is traditional business, the second point, this is where they start to differentiate number two and number three, okay? Number two, the marketing expense is incurred early on in business, okay? So now not only do you have a brick and mortar bill to pay, you have your light, your overhead, you have to pay for products, you have to pay for whatever your staff is there, you have to pay for your computer, this, your board, whatever traditional things you're gonna do, you have to pay for that. Now I have an added bill of marketing, okay? So here you can, marketing is overhead, your bill, okay? Hopefully, I'm breaking this down really good for you, okay? I hope you are really getting it, all right? So you have your expense, which is the same in traditional and network marketing. So number two in network marketing, though, it turns into, what is it? I had it. Oh, there we go. I spread. It turns into revenue. So now, not only do I not need money to start my business, basically, like a whole bunch of money. I'm not going to say you don't need money, but you do need some sort of investment to start it, right? So now, not only do I need like a surplus of money, so the people who are trying to franchise me or whatever, or I don't need to get a loan out, right, to start. I, after my investment, you mean to tell me I can start making money right away? I don't have to invest in marketing? What? Right? Okay. But that's a bill for the traditional business. Right? That's the bill for the traditional business. So number three, you have this right here. Number three, after they've paid their bills in a brick and mortar business, they can then start making revenue. Okay? But they're still businesses. Like, it just depends on what it is. It's just like when you think about insurance, is whole life or whatever better for you? It's just like that. It's still business. It's the same, like it's just a different way of doing business to give you a rate of return faster, okay? All right? And then I'm gonna get into some more stuff here. The third one is, you remember how marketing expense was or is a bill in traditional business? Well, over here, it's not. It's not. The marketing expense is an expense, yes, for maybe the company, right? The company, the network marketing company itself, the people you have to invest with in order for you to, right? But this is your paycheck. It's your commission. Because they're paying you to market your business. So you're from your first initial investment, all you're doing is making profit. Whereas in a traditional business, you don't make money until these things start to flow in a full circle, and then you start to make your revenue in traditional business. So I don't know if this resonated with anybody or if I'm explaining it to for you to get it, but the opportunity here is very clear. Of course, if you have money, invest. Hello? Yes. You want to have more than one stream of income. Diversify. You know, open up your books and get in where you can. But you have an opportunity when you're able to start for a lesser amount of buy-in versus a higher amount of buy-in, because you do take in a lot of risk when you're by yourself. You take in a lot of things. And then if you don't know about business within itself, if you connect with the right people, they will correct your mindset. They will train you to understand this variation right here and why it's so important. Okay? So I want to say this is more than the battle between network marketing and traditional business. These are just two businesses. Okay? These are just two businesses, and you have a choice to either spend more money when you're starting. And listen, that sentence does not speak to everyone, because we're all different. We all come from different paths in life. Not all of us were born with a surplus or monies to invest. So we have to build towards this so this can build towards other things for ourselves. So sometimes, like the housewife or the student in school or the teacher who needs part-time income, will do this. They'll get into what I like to call community marketing. I mean, if it's set up right, it'll feel like a community, right? And then that community will then feed into them the skill set that they'll need to then, at some point in their own life, build a legacy for their kids to then go and decide they want to continue with the legacy that they're being built with, or move forward and start something of their own. But you have to start somewhere. Sometimes I got all these scribbles on my board now. Sometimes that may look like your hourly paycheck. You know, your hourly paycheck, right, can then you be used to invest into a community environment that will then teach you the business skills that you can succeed and grow, because they've created a community for you to succeed and grow, right? And give you the essential skills to build who you are in your community, okay? And then you can then take that and then build something bigger. And then, you get what I'm saying? But we have to start somewhere. So for those people that are like, it's a pyramid scheme, you know what? These things exist everywhere. And I would dare you to go and decide, go and really and sincerely, truly, and find a definition on that. And then rethink your mindset. I mean, when you say that statement, what are you really afraid of? What's holding you back from actually achieving this? What's holding you back? I need a better marker now. What's holding you back from achieving? I'm going to get a better marker and write across this board, because I think someone needs to see this. From achieving, if you can see it, it's so messy. Your legacy. I can't find my eraser. I'm unpacking. Don't judge me. Okay? Your legacy could start with your hourly paycheck. But how are you going to leverage your paycheck into something to make it more linear to where now you're diversified and you're no longer in a corner crying about the things you could have done, but the things that you did do because you took the action steps to get there and push you forward and move you forward and not hold you back anymore. There's just so many of us that allow our fears and our own putbacks, our setbacks, tragedies that are happening in our lives to just keep our dreams at a standstill because, simply put, they're afraid of what they could possibly become with a little effort, with a little help, with a little love, with a little understanding. Okay? So I came on here to share a little knowledge, but I think I shared a little bit more than that with you guys this beautiful afternoon. Okay? So if you really found value in this video, please go right ahead and share. It was really delivered with a lot of intent and love, and I really hope this brings you the deliverance that you were looking for in your life, the aha that you needed to really think through where you're at right now and what it is that you want for you, and where do you plan on going. If you want to manifest those changes, say I'm ready. I want to know in the comments. Hey, I'm ready, Ange. Let me know in the comments, please. If you're ready for a community that's going to bleed into you and breathe into you, your life, like you, who you are. I mean, we take broken and glue it back together. It's a beautiful thing. Like, it's crazy the amount of people I met with stories. It's an insane amount of stories, and your story changes all the time. Your story has the ability to move you if you want it to. Okay? All right, guys. So it's your girl, Angie B, and I'm signing off. It's much love. Don't forget to share and subscribe if you really liked what I shared with you today. Bye.
Wow, I hope there were a lot of nuggets and a lot of takeaways, and then maybe even some mindset shifts that happened after you listened to that. If you are looking to really shift everything in your life, for sure, without a doubt, taking this concept and just applying it and really thinking it through and following through with what I mentioned is really going to help. So go right ahead and don't forget to share the love on your page or with someone else who might just need to hear this. It's your girl, Angie B. And like always, share it anyway.